Shaquan and NSK on 102.9.
It's 8:14 on Namibia's Art and Soul. Thank you so much for choosing us. Above Average Radio, that is what we do. Lioness and Slick Hearty with a bed. Now, we gave away tickets, that's in the first hour, that's to the MTC Oasis Music Extravaganza. Okay, that will be staged on the 15th, the 16th, and the 17th. As a matter of fact, we gave away a weekend pass. Can you believe it?
Mm-hmm.
All weekend, be partying with the biggest superstars on the continent.
Yep.
Wow. My goodness. And it's on just the Langstrand thing. Just the Langstrand thing for me. Because the thing is, I've hosted shows there before.
Okay.
Just, it's incredible. Especially when the sun sets.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And then you have the ocean. Then you have the dune this side.
It's going to be lit. It's going to be a situation.
But you know what? Tell us more about it. We've got Mr. Communications Manager, Mr. CEO of the Communications. He's the Minister of Communications.
Wow.
Yeah, the Chairman of Communications. With MTC, Mr. John Congo. Good day, Omez. How are you doing?
That took you a while. What's going on, John? You good?
I wanted to say, "Boy, moro, Shikwana."
Hey, man, no, boy.
Then I thought, NSK valve is by.
You know what I mean? But John, it's great to have you here. Listen, let's really start off just with the context of this concert. Because many people see, they see the eggs, they see, oh my gosh, it's a festival, oh my gosh, I'm just buying the tickets and I'm going to go and I'm going to have fun. But there's a story behind the festival.
Yeah.
You want to celebrate our Namibian landscape, isn't it? Walk us through this, I believe.
So, cool. The MEC Skeleton One Versus Festival is basically something never ever done in this country.
Mm. Mm-hmm.
All right. So, the first objective is in aid of wildlife, conservation, ecology, our environment. Mm. That is why the Environment and Tourism Ministry is on board.
Mm.
Now, you guys are in the music industry. You probably know all the trends and happenings in the music industry.
Mm-hmm.
There's something called a Wildlife 8 concert.
Mm-hmm.
Now, that happens with all the big stars. Your Beyonce's, your Will.i.am, your Wyclef, all the guys that you can get.
Mm.
Who lends their voices and their talent towards making awareness about the environment and sustainability.
Mm.
Yes.
Now, we say to ourselves, in this modern era of issues around climate change, issues around environmental sustainability, issues around caring about planet profit and all these things, and in light of the entire discussion that we're talking about Namibia being going to be the new green capital of green energy and hydrogen, how do you align our brand to provide entertainment while being socially and consciously awareness about something as beautiful as Earth?
Mm.
And that is why I said, why don't we do Oasis One Festival, get all the international acts that you can get all the top dogs in Namibia, get all the big shots in our country, fuse it with a festival, and not only just a 6 or 7 hour concert. Now, this is not a concert, it's a festival.
Yeah.
And where can we do it? The most pristine, the only place on the African continent where you have got a stretch of 20 meters, the desert on the other side, and the ocean
and
the
ocean
other
one side.
And then you put people there and you said, come Namibians, let's enjoy the beauty of our country. So it's doing two things. We're celebrating holidays, we're celebrating domestic tourism, but we're also doing it in honor of conserving our environment.
Could you allow me to correct you real quick? It's not just Namibians. I have friends from Botswana that are texting me about this show. Do you understand?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Just like, yo, what's the best accommodation that we can get in either Swakopmund? Do we go to Usakos? I'm like, no. Go to Swakopmund or try and get... Trust me, the continent is speaking about this show. The continent is definitely speaking about the show. Shikwan?
Yeah, so what would you say is going to be a little bit different about this specific festival? In terms of maybe other events that you've hosted, because we all know that MTC goes above and beyond that, we know, but what is going to be just a little bit different, maybe even just festivals that we've seen in Namibia before?
Okay. First thing first, we serious, y'all, when you say conserving the environment.
Yeah.
So that's in the fane, can I ticket be compute ticket or web ticket? You get it literally on MTC TV Plus.
Uh-huh.
Online. So, in any case, we are a technological company.
Of course. So it will be advanced.
Trendsetters here.
So
you get it on MTC TV Plus.
Yeah.
And then you can either get a day pass or you get a weekend pass. Now, weekend pass have three categories.
Okay.
So let me clear that up.
Yeah.
The day pass, it only goes for $99 on MTC TV Plus. So whether or not I choose to have a day pass for the 15th, the 16th, the 17th, or most the KSAS owner.
Yeah.
Cool. But if you want to be a bit like Shikwan, soft life at poor, what you want?
a bit upperness.
Levels. So, then you go for the weekend passes. Now, weekend pass starts around about $495, and that's just, you are there. Majis no hidani. And then you say, maybe I've got a bonus. Why don't I just do the 1495? 1495, she's in the middle. But if you want to be the top dog, though, there's a 2495. So you see, I'm just adding each one.
Yeah, I see it.
So,
yeah.
495, general VIP.
Yeah.
Then 1495.
Yeah.
That's now mid-level VIP. And then we've got what you call the Rockstar.
The Rockstar, the Rockstar access,
so yeah. That is 2495. Now, the Rockstar access is you literally not only a concert goer or a festival goer, you also a VIP, you also an artist, you also get to network with the artist, you also get to the backstage, you also get access to goodies, drinks, and all the novelties that you're going to do there. And that one, you can come in and go as much as you want. Now, how are you going to redeem that? So once you do that, we're going to send you your details. Once you get onto mtctvplus.com and you purchase your ticket, you put in all your details there, your email and all those things, and I'll ayele shandi, sir. We're then going to send you your login details and all the details are there. And then we're going to give you what we call a tag. Now, iritek mishandi, iritek is what they've called NFC, Near Field Communication or Radio Frequency Identification tag, which means everything of yours is there. So you can load your drinks, you can load, you get it. So all you do...
I've seen those internationally.
Yeah, all you do, you go like, here's my tag. And you want to purchase a drink, you just get it.
They just scan the actual tag.
You just scan the actual tag.
Cashless.
Yeah, cashless. And then on your app or on your mobile phone, it will tell you, okay, now you have now purchased, you know what? No, okay.
And now you're,
and then you can check, bruh. Then you just go back in
and you load it.
You load in and you go, that's it. So that's one of the keys that you want to do. Again, why? Because imagine printing stamps and ticket and papers, and then you tear it up, put up those things, and then so we just
while also we are saying we want to conserve the environment.
It's not aligned.
That is incredible. Because you know, I've seen those but you said near so future communication. What did you say?
Well, the technology they use is called near field communication.
Near field communication. Yeah.
Jello set phones. There's something called NFC on your phone. That's basically it.
So I don't know what that is on my phone.
And you've got an iPhone, Macy.
Yeah, and I think it just needs to give me another phone that has that. Do you know? Yeah. I've seen that at Coachella, though. It does happen quite a lot at Coachella,
That's incredible.
Exactly. So it's the same concept that you're trying to do, but it also gives you just a bit of access. But it's also better of good stage and crowd control. Because you've got element, you know, with the paper tag, is that everybody gets a paper tag. And then you say, no, put it on. I guess, all right. They mark it for me.
And then they scale him, pass it on to the next guy.
Yeah.
And that's what you don't want. So you really want to know that. anybody who's coming to the festival wants to come have a good time, wants to come do it in a safe and secure environment. And you don't want anybody that's not there for other ill intentions. And obviously, you would have paid your money. So imagine you giving somebody else your tech because
he's
coming to enjoy your benefits for free.
Now, obviously, you know, with big festivals like this, especially the fact that it's at Langstrand,
they
will be commuting between Swakopmund and Langstrand, Wabush Bay and Langstrand. Are we looking at provision map perhaps for transport services, perhaps just to avoid the driving
or
in
traffic.
General?
We've got in partnership, we are talking to transportation services companies to just do situations like party buses now. So if you like your I've taken much because she can mostly the traffic from Swakop and buses.
The traffic day.
So I'm probably thinking that hey, on Zvahile.
Yeah, you see.
So but we're talking with transportation companies now. Just do arrangements for in between commuting, if you feel like you had a bit too much, and you probably want to be brought there and then just take out them. So that part we're doing.
Okay.
We have also had an engagement with the municipality of Walvis Bay, just for the permits, just to indicate we know that it's Langstrand is a suburb, an extension of Walvis Bay, town boundaries. So for the purposes of the entire festival, we're not going to do the festival thing that goes up until 1 o'clock, 12 a.m. things. We're starting at 10 in the morning and then we finish at 10 p.m. And that's it. So that we can leave the place serene for the next morning and we don't have to do the run over until 12 midnight and all those kind of things.
And so bother the actual residents that live there.
And our greatest concern is the actual residents. They have given us their blessings. We have had consultations with them. But we're also telling to the residents there that operate businesses that priority number one while we are there is that we'll procure from your services. We'll make use of your restaurants. We'll make use of your kiosks. We'll make use of your facilities. Because once you talk about domestic tourism, these are the kind of things that you want to do as well and support the industry. But also, for the permits that we've paid with the Ministry of Environment, we know that money goes towards conservation. For the permits, electricity utilization that we're paying to the municipality of Walvis Bay, we know that goes towards development of the local town. And this is the kind of things that we need to start doing because we need to invest within our local domestic economy via initiative and entertainment activities like this, man.
I mean, look, we're looking forward to it. Fantastic new payment system. Fantastic eggs. We speak about them every single day. Tata Buti will close off the first day on Friday. Yeezer will close it off on Saturday. And then Sally Bosma, it's just Sally Bosma, damn, wow. She will close it off on Sunday, okay? But apart from that, we've got eggs from Zimbabwe. We've got eggs from Rwanda. We've got Namibian superstars that are there. There's also Robert Boy from South Africa that will also take to the stage. So really, everything is sorted out. That's for you. There's just one last thing. The vendors and that type of thing, are we looking at some sort of innovation also with the type of stuff that will be on display?
Yeah. Cool. And have people already applied or are there still spaces available?
Cool. So those who wants to do vendor and supply and anything with us, you're more than welcome to apply online. Again, just go to MTC TV. And then you click on MTC Oasis Festival.
Yes.
And then you'll say the application to become a vendor. And then you put in your details there. And then obviously the creative teams will engage with you. And then they'll probably put up what vending that you want to do. We also want to tell you out here now that we've also have engagement with, what do they call them? And Babashita or Baywatcher.
Oh, the lifeguards.
Oh, lifeguards. Oh, yeah.
Okay, watch. The lifeguards,
Our old time,
Good old days,
So we are also talking to emergency rescue services, such as lifeguards, just to have a visibility there. Because we're going to do this whole thing by the tidal pool, which is by Langstrand. So you've got the jetty, you've got the pier, you can look at the sunset, you can anything, and then if you want to just dip in the water a bit, that kind of thing. So we're going to have those guys as well. So in terms of just, am I safe enough to be there?
Stress
100%. Nothing. What are the other exciting things that you're going to do there? I'm pleased to reveal now. that we just finalized negotiations and the contracts with Shivas and House of Zuriel.
Yeah.
So he also gonna do a fashion show announcing. Is it the summer collection?
It's gotta be summer.
Announcing for the first time summer collection there.
That is incredible.
And then so that's gonna be like, yeah.
Yeah.
So that's on the 15th.
Mm.
So if you do fashion and music at the same time, man.
You're killing a couple of birds with one stone, sir.
Yeah, absolutely.
Johnny Kongo, thank you so much for your time. We appreciate it. This is massive. It killed, like I said, killed a couple of birds with one stone. That's the Empty Scene Skeleton Coast Oasis 1 Music for Wildlife Extravaganza. 3 days of just... Oh, man, I'm looking forward to this.
It's going
to
be epic.
I'm looking forward to this.
Yeah.
Now, it's 8 to 29 right now. Right after this, we are going to continue. That's with a mix by DJ Chinchilla.
NSC, Shaquan, and NSK on 102.9.